Back here on the John Murphy Show with Donald Jones, I'm Sal Capaccio, filling in for John Murphy this week, and we are thankful to welcome in our special guest here today, James Ahedebo, Buffalo Bills safety, soon to be free agent as well, joining us here on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. And James, it's Sal Capaccio and it's Donald Jones. Thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Hey, Sal, Donald, thanks for having me.
No problem, James. Did you go down to the Super Bowl? I heard you might have been in Houston.
Yeah, well, you know, I live here in Houston, okay. So it actually, you know, actually worked out. You know, I'm not ever going to, you know, go to a game unless I'm playing in it. But, man, what a game we saw on Sunday.
Hey, did my boy Chef Tobias get to come down there and hang with you? Is that what
I saw? Man, yeah, that's my guy. You know, we had Chef Tobias, you know, come out to the house and, you know, had a nice Super Bowl party. And, you know, he cooked up for, you know, me and all my friends. It was a good time.
Well, for those who don't know, Chef Tobias is... You know, he worked with Tyrod Taylor in the past when Tyrod was down in Baltimore. I think he's still done a little bit of things with him as of recent. But he's a big-time athlete, celebrity chef. He prepares meals and ships them out to different players all around the league. He was also my teammate in junior college. So
does he cook for you, James?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this guy, I mean, he can cook. I mean, he comes from great pedigree. His dad's actually the cook at the Pentagon, and you know, he has mastered his craft. I mean, he cooks for celebrities like Kevin Hart and, you know, P. Diddy. And, I mean, the list goes on in terms of, you know, athletes as well. I mean, you know, he's really good at what he does. And you know, that's why Tyrod and myself use him, especially when it comes to, you know, eating healthy and training. I mean, he is the best of the best.
Well, I mean, if people look at you, they can tell that you've been on a pretty good diet and keep yourself pretty darn fit. So what is a diet like for you, especially in the off season? Do you ever give yourself a chance to, you know, go off script a little bit because you're not in training? But what would a typical diet throughout the year look like for someone like you?
You know, off season, I still try to, you know, keep, you know, eating as healthy as possible because I'm not as active as I am during in season. But I really, you know, cut down my carb intake. I really stick to more of a paleo diet, you know, more just proteins and vegetables. But most importantly, with any diet, it's portion control. I mean, if you control how much you're eating and you stay active, you're going to burn more calories. And, you know, it's simple math. You know, you just got to take in less calories and burn more, you know, for you to lose or maintain weight. So that's kind of what we try to stick to.
Is Tom Brady's diet for real or is that just all made up? We all need to know, man.
No, it's for real. I mean, you could see how disciplined of a player he is on the field. It's not, you know, hard to believe that he's that disciplined off the field.
How hard is it in the off season, especially when you're going on vacations? We all know when you go on vacation, you just eat like you just eat anything. How hard is it for you to stick to your diet when you're on vacation?
I mean, you know, you got to be honest with yourself. I mean, you can give yourself cheat days. You know, you can, you know, have a, you know, slice of pizza or burger here and there, but you just don't, you know, you don't want to master in that. You don't want to have, you know, take into, you know, all those saturated fats and have that as, you know, what you're eating consistently. But, I mean, when you're on vacation, that's exactly it. You're on vacation. It's your time to relax, you know, let loose a little bit. And I think, you know, us as players, we've earned that, you know, through the grind of the season. And, you know, but then, you know, once you get back to work, you get back on your plan. And, you know, you start preparing yourself, you know, physically for, you know, upcoming OTAs and all that good stuff.
James Ahedebo, Buffalo Bills safety, joining us here on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline on the John Murphy Show. He is going to be a free agent. James, you joined the team a little bit later last year due to a lot of the injuries, but you fit in here and real quickly you had to play a lot. You had to start some games. Your thoughts about possibly rejoining the Bills and maybe what's gone on since the end of the season, maybe talking with people about that.
Yeah, you know, I've, you know, spoke with, you know, with Sean, and I've, you know, talked to, you know, position coach as well. Of course, you know, I would definitely love, you know, to be back, you know, in Buffalo. I think, you know, meshed well with the guys. You know, this team is a young team, so talented. I think we're so close to winning. I mean, if you look at last year, you know, we're a few games, you know, from being, you know, 10-6, I mean, and changing the whole landscape. So we're not too far off. The talent's there. I think we just got to continue to solidify that leadership. You know, the team's looking for, you know, someone to step up and say, hey, this is the right way to do things. This is how we're going to make it to the playoffs and help win a championship. And I think guys like, you know, Kyle Williams, myself, Alonzo. You know, I think those type of guys can, you know, can really make that impact.
Hey, James, the team just announced that recently, today, that they come to terms, they agreed to terms with Coach Gil Bird, the dad of Jarius Bird. You just said that you had a chance to speak to the position coach. Is he the person you're referring to?
I actually spoke with Coach Frazier. So I haven't had a chance to speak with him as well, but, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, you can see from, you know, his son being the playmaker that he is and, you know, his dad's experience, you know, in coaching. You know, but I, you know, definitely, you know, my thing is, you know, your personal relationship with coaches, you know, help, you know, your play on the field. And the more that you can cultivate that, the better communication you have and the better performance the guys, you know, myself included, will be on Sundays and throughout the week. So.
James, you strike me as a guy that can pretty much fit in any type of scheme, although I know that Rex Ryan loved having you in his. Looks like it's going to be a different scheme in Buffalo this year. They're going to switch more to a 4-3, which is Sean McDermott's calling card. Also on the back end, maybe a little bit more zone. But can you kind of talk a little bit about you and fitting in, whether it's a man-to-man, a zone, and how the safety interaction has to change according to those particular defenses from last year to maybe what it's going to be this year?
Yeah, well, you know, my first year – when I left Baltimore, I went to Detroit for a year. I played in a 4-3 system and actually had, you know, my best year in the NFL, you know, with four interceptions and, you know, over, you know, 70 tackles, a whole bunch of sacks as well. So, you know, I definitely fit into that 4-3 scheme. When you run a 4-3, you allow your pass rushers to just, you know, tee off and get after the passer, and it allows, you know, us as defensive backs to be able to play zone, read routes, and really play downhill and make plays.
James Ahedibo joining us here on the John Murphy Show. What about playing in Buffalo, though? You were only here a month. What did you like about the area that you might want to come back to talking about off-the-field kind of stuff here?
Oh, you know, I definitely, you know, I'm a big fan of Sear. I think, you know, it's a great restaurant downtown. you know, there's a lot of good food, you know, around the city. The one thing I really, liked, and my wife, you know, she'll say the same, is the people in Buffalo. Yeah. You know, we live, you know, we played in, you know, in, for the Jets, and we lived in New York. And, you know, New Yorkers are New Yorkers. You love them. You love them all. But, you know, Buffalo, people are so genuinely nice and, you know, arms wide open for us and really accepted us into the community. So, you know, definitely, you know, look forward to that aspect of it. And, you know, Buffalo has the best fans. I mean, to even see when we were leaving the stadium the last day, cleaning out our lockers, and, you know, there's, you know, 50 fans standing out by the gate cheering us on. I mean, those are the type of fans that you want to play for on Sunday and that you that deserve to see, you know, a winning program and a winning team. And, you know, look forward to, you know, helping, you know, give them that.
James, the Super Bowl just ended. Now you're getting into really free agency talk and the draft, combine, all of that stuff. So for you being 9 years in, going into what, your 10th season now, what's it like for you going into free agency? Like, what's your typical day like?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just preparing myself. This is, you know, I let my agent, you know, handle all that stuff in terms of talking to teams and reaching out, having that communication. But for me, it's just, you know, preparing my body, you know, getting my, you know, my body ready, you know, to perform at a high level. You know, the way things happened last year, you know, I couldn't be forecasted me, you know, signing, you know, halfway through the season. But yet, you know, one thing that I, you know, can say is being able to come in at tip-top shape and come in and perform at a high level and execute at a high level. So without having OTAs or training camp or any of that. So hope this time around that it's different, that, you know, I'm in camp and, you know, with the Buffalo Bills and, help to, you know, cultivate those relationships with my teammates as well as coaches and, you know, help get ready to win. I mean, I think you look at it, you know, and people, you know, you see a guy that's, you know, 30 plus and you say, oh, you know, he can't play. But, you know, this game is truly judged by, you know, your performance and how you perform on the field. You know, and that's something that, you know, time in and time out, I've been able to play and perform at a high level. And I think that's ultimately what matters in this league. You know, age is just a number. I mean, you look at guys that have been playing. I mean, you look at Zoe. I mean, you know, 33 going on 34 and, you know, led the NFL in sacks. I mean, you know, so, you know, it's all about having the opportunity to go out there and showcase your talent and being ready for that opportunity, which, you know, I know I will be.
James, you do a lot of impressive things off the field yourself as well. I know you're involved in it. You even founded the Hope Africa Foundation several years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that does for young people?
Yeah. So Hope Africa, I mean, we had an awesome event here in Houston during the Super Bowl. You know, it was a great turnout. You know, guys all across the league came and showed their support. And, you know, it's an acronym for helping our people excel. And truly, you know, what we do is we provide scholarships for students of African descent, whether you're, you know, first generation or, you know, you're here on a school visa, to attend colleges and universities throughout the United States. These are, you know, students who are, you know, financially don't have the means, but, you know, academically do. They, you know, meet the highest requirements. I mean, we have students in NYU as well as Oregon, Ohio State, all across the United States attending universities. And, you know, my parents, both of them came from Nigeria, earned their PhDs in education without having anything, you know, and being able for them to go through that journey and work hard to achieve that. There's so many other students that are just like them. And because of my parents' hard work, it gave me the platform to be able to have an avenue to be playing in the NFL, talking to you guys right now, you know. So it's only right that I use that to give back to people and students that are, you know, less privileged and give them the opportunity to achieve their dreams.
Well, good for you. Good for you. You guys got a website or something like that people can go?
Yes.
Hope Africa?
Yes. Please go to www.hopeafricausa.org, www.hopeafricausa.org. And really look, read the stories, the testimonials of the students that we have and, you know, the great work that we're doing. And also donate. I mean, even if you're donating $5, if you're donating $100, if you're donating, you know, $50,000, whatever you want to give, you know, 100% of that goes towards our scholarship recipients. None of that stays in house. You know, it's all 100%. So, you know, we appreciate everything and all the help that we can get. That's the info. Go check it out, please.
James, before I let you go, one final question here. You could disagree with me, but I think that I would say, and most would say, Hakeem Olajuwon is the best athlete ever from Nigeria, most famous at least. Who would be number two?
Who would be number two? I would say JJ Okocha, who's the Nigerian nightmare.
Christian Okoye?
Yeah, Chris. Oh, sorry. I was thinking soccer. I apologize.
That's okay. You tell me. Yeah, maybe I have never heard of the other guy. That's all.
But JJ Okocha, he's another soccer player that's phenomenal from Nigeria. But I would say definitely Christian Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare. He's number two. And then, you know, maybe, you know, myself and OC Umenyor are tied for three or somewhere around there.
Okay. Pretty impressive. Hey, James, best of luck this offseason. Hopefully you're back in Buffalo and everything works out. If not, continued success with your foundation and your career, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys so much for having me.